This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, good evening. Good afternoon, everybody, wherever you may be. If you're on the left coast, I hope it's a great afternoon. Here on the east coast, it is turning into evening. My name is Lee Elsie, and yes, on Thursdays, I get the opportunity to sit here in the big chair in Berlin for the first hour for the Wayne Allyn Root Show, War Now on the USA Radio Network. And again, I can't wait every Thursday to get a chance to come in here and do it. So it's fantastic stuff. We'll try to squeeze in some calls if we can. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. His name is Stephen Bucci. And, well, I've got a couple of things to say to start things off here on this Thursday. So there are many different topics that we could jump into the deep end of the pool on. We've got, of course, now serious issues with Iran. Okay, this is beginning to really heat up. Sarah Sanders is out, apparently. She's calling it quits. President Trump and Stephanopoulos, which I don't have any issue with what Trump said. None. AOC wants a raise. The Dem lineup for the debate is pretty much set. That's later on this month. It's a two-night debate because there are 4,000 people running. But that's okay. There were 4,000 people running when Donald Trump was eventually elected president. So that's okay. You got to deal with that. Of course, the national debt is skyrocketing. There were stories today about us already spending $3 trillion, 1,000 illegals every day being released into the wild. It's nonstop. There's a story for everything, but I found myself somehow in front of a television set today, and I got a chance to watch the magnificence that is Nancy Pelosi, the wonderment, the electricity that is Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she is, that's the best word, electric. So I'm sitting there in front of the television, and I hear some of the things that she had said, and going through my mind, this is what's wrong with politics. She encompasses everything that is wrong with politics. So I want to play, it's about 3 minutes of audio, and if Chris could keep me potted up during it so I can make a comment or two. The beginning is a little bit, I mean, you got to kind of strain a little bit to hear it, but it's a question from one of the reporters. So she's giving a press conference, and the question, and I'll just sort of preface it for you, the question is about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her request for a cost of living increase for sitting members of Congress. So a very simple, direct question to Nancy Pelosi, and we'll sit back and we'll listen to the answer. Chris, if you could hit that.
On this issue of a COLA increase, is there, number one, a problem with the idea that people come here and because the pay isn't satisfactory, then go off Capitol Hill and go to K Street, and that entails corruption? And why is it so hard to then take a vote on this because it's so toxic for a regular pay raise or a COLA increase? And is that appropriate at this time?
Well, it's hard at any time.
Now, keep in mind, he asked her a simple, straightforward question. Here in America, at this time, is it appropriate for Congress to look for a cost of living increase? That's the question that this reporter asked. Here's the answer.
it's not a pay raise, it's a COLA increase. And whether that comes to be, I don't know. It would have to be a bipartisan initiative if it were to be the case. And as you know, Mr. Hoyer feels very strongly in support of strengthening this institution, that there should be a recognition of with the COLA of the work that is done. Let me just say, listening to the members, because it's never a good time to bring up something like this, there is a sentiment in the country that Congress should not be just members, people who can afford to go to Congress. It should be about everybody having the opportunity. Many more women, many more people of color, and the rest. And that is where some of the unease comes from, that people say, you know, well, it shouldn't be just for wealthy people. Well, it isn't just for wealthy people, but there is that impression. And there is an impression among members that it's hard to have two homes, raise a family, and all the rest. So that's part of what the discussion is. I don't see it as any, what did you say, you related to going to K Street? No, I think what I think is an issue in our country is the revolving door, largely spinning madly in the executive branch as we see it now. Look at the people in the department, secretaries in the cabinet. They're all connected to the special interests. So many of them have left already in disgrace, dismay, or disappointment. But you see their connection, whether it's EPA, Interior, you name the list. There's so much connection to the, when I say private sector, I don't want to paint everyone with the same brush, but to special interest, I'll paint that in there. So this whole issue of this revolving doors is a separate issue and something has to be looked into. But as we have inclusion, and that is an important value. Look, we have a president who is ignoring the law, not honoring his oath of office, not honoring the office that he holds. We have a funding challenge that we have, which is something that must be done. By the end of the fiscal year, we must pass the appropriations bills. I'm an appropriator, left to our own devices, I believe, as I've said to you before, that the appropriators in a bipartisan way can reach solutions. We're still having the cap fight, the lifting of the debt ceiling. We have the president transferring nuclear technology as well as other weaponry to a country that is getting away with murder and he chooses to ignore it, is engaged in a deadly war in Yemen, which the Congress opposes. Right. I think I've spent enough time on speculating as to whether there'll be something or not, which we don't know if there will be.
All right, so there you go. I had to play the whole thing because I had to. You had to get the feel. Now, my hand is. I'm swearing to God above that is unedited. The only spot that I had to squish down was the fact you could barely hear the guy. So there's nothing that she said was altered, because I know that's sort of the new wave now. Nothing that she said was changed in any way, shape, or form. Nothing. Unedited. That's gibberish. That's one of the most powerful women in the world. She was asked a direct question. And the question is about as simple as you can get. Do you think Congress deserves a cost of living increase? Yes or no? And you got 3 minutes of rambling nonsense. That's what's wrong with politics. That is the issue. That is a big part of the issue. You've got somebody who has been entrenched in Washington forever. She is completely lost. Now, I'm not knocking the age. There are people who can get to a certain age and still be completely confident and very, very virile and very with it. She's not one of them. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And she is hell-bent, always on the attack. No matter what the question is, it turns into a Trump assault. A question about cost of living turns into a revolving door with the what? What does that even mean? We're on the doorstep of war. And we've got this in Washington. This is what we have to deal with on a daily basis. This is incredible to me. I was watching in stunned disbelief. I sat and just sat. I was like, this has got to be like, it's like a skit from Saturday Night Live. I can't believe it. And on and on and on and on she went. And, you know, every question that was asked of her was spun in a direction against Trump. And I understand the press conference, you know, to all due fairness, the press conference was supposed to be an attack on Trump to start with. But when you get a direct question about something and you can't help yourself but to ramble for 3 minutes about absolutely nothing. My question is, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the Dick Blumenthal's, they've been in office too long. They've got to go because they've lost their way. They're no longer able to relate to the rest of us here in this country. They've gone off the deep end, and they just don't have anything left that they can give. They've given what they can. They've done what they thought that was the right thing for a long, long time. I mean, listen, Nancy Pelosi is a multi-millionaire. Dick Blumenthal, the same idea. Dick Blumenthal could not tell you what a loaf of bread costs if I put a briefcase of cash in front of him and bet it. He would have no idea. None. They're completely disconnected with all of us. They don't get it. They're lost. They are completely lost. And for me, that was a direct picture right into what Washington looks like on a regular daily basis. You've got, I'm sure that she's got handlers and consultants and people that are, you know, working for her and in her office every single day that point her in what direction to walk and what to read and when to go to the bathroom and when to eat, when to take the dentures out. All of it. All of it. All right, welcome. I've got an hour here on Thursday from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Wayne Allen Root will return at the top of the hour. I'm having a blast. If you want to call in, we can squeeze a call or two right after the break. 833-927-8255. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
War now!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of gone off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill for his wisdom teeth out of emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month, a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War, and now we'll try to squeeze in a couple of calls as best we can. We'll go all the way out to Long Island, where Chet is. Chet, you want to talk a little about the lovely Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, well, Lee, I want to take you back to 2016 and going back and remembering the night that President Trump was elected. And it was almost the very next day or a few days after that where they were trying to deem him as mentally incompetent. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That he was out of shape. He had some issues upstairs. He wasn't served to fit as president of the United States.
Right.
Well, you know, listening to what you just played of Nancy Pelosi in that audio, I'd reach to say that she's off her meds. And you know, to hear her blabber like that, she clearly doesn't know anything about policy or what cost of living even means. She went in front of the press in order to bash Trump, and that's what she was up there. I think she was caught with her pants down is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
She was caught off guard with a real question about policy, and she knew nothing about it.
Hard to disagree with that. I mean, it was stumbling, it was rambling, it was bumbling. I was sitting here, and I was like, I really can't believe what I'm watching. And I go back to the idea that this is one of the most powerful women in the world. She is. I mean, she is probably the most powerful woman in Washington.
Absolutely.
So this is somebody who is in charge of so much, and she's just lost it. I don't get it how we just recycle this over and over again and keep putting these people back into these positions. And this is what you get out of it. You get this absolute chaos.
Yeah, Lee, what kind of answer would she give if you asked her to address the homeless problem in her district? Would she even know that there is one?
Probably not. And you know what? That's a good point, Jeff, because like you just said, I'm sure that she has notes in front of her that she has to rely on and go back to. If somebody asks her a question that's even a little bit outside of the scope, she's lost. She's lost.
Well, it's... Everything you were saying is true, and I'll tell you full disclosure, because I've said it on your regular program before, that my mother worked for Gene Kennedy Smith, ambassador, out on Long Island. She was her head chef. And one time, they called my mother because Gene didn't know, and I'm serious, I swear to God, she didn't know how to put the bread in the toaster. My mother had to drive 30 miles in order to put the bread. You're laughing, but it is true. These people... They live in a world that we just don't understand. They don't know how to make toast. You think Nancy Pelosi knows that there are thousands and thousands of homeless in her district? She doesn't know, and she doesn't care.
Nope. She doesn't know. She doesn't care. She just wants to continue and perpetuate this whole thing that's happening as far as the southern border and this attack on Trump. And it's like a hamster on a wheel. That's all she keeps doing. And what good has she done for what good is happening in San Francisco and in LA and all these other places out in California where the homeless folks are going to the bathroom in the middle of the street, and it's become a cesspool in California. And she, as you know, she's leading the charge. She's part of the problem.
Excellent.
Listen, I got the music coming, buddy, so I'm going to run, but I appreciate it as always. A great call from our great friend out in Long Island. So we have a special guest. We'll chat with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. The good thing about Stephen Bucci, 30 years of military experience. He is about as good as it gets when it comes to that. I want to talk to him a little bit about Trump and Mexico and this deal that Trump brokered, which I thought was pretty ingenious the way he got around to it. Now, listen, I'm not always beating the drum for Trump. I'm a little bit different from Wayne when it comes to that. But in this case, man, I think it's a home run. But we'll talk to Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, about that next. And if we have time before we wrap it up, we'll talk to you guys out there in the real world. So we'll be right back. It's the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. That's according to President Trump in a tweet.
The president also says that she'll be returning to her home state of Arkansas and adds he hopes that she runs for governor. Sanders has been serving as press secretary since the summer of 2017. President Trump spoke about the First Step Act at the White House on Thursday, where he says it's important to give former prisoners a second chance in the workforce.
America wins when citizens with a criminal record can contribute to their communities as law-abiding members of our society. When former inmates come home, the single most important action we can take is to help them find a really, really good job where they love the job, they want to go there, and they're making a lot of money.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pointing the finger at Iran for attacks in the Gulf of Oman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsor of this segment, Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of gold and credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest possible prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, so for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by New York Times best-selling author. You get both free just for calling. The DVD and the book free, no strings attached. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Get your free book and your free award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated consumers. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. Special guest joining me, he's been a top Pentagon official. He's been working with the military, special ops, and cybersecurity for over 30 years. And he's also a fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Let's chat for a bit with Stephen Bucci. All right, Stephen. We were having this conversation last week because it was the week of D-Day, and it like turned into almost an entire show, and I wanted to throw it out at you. So people were asking me or calling in to talk about whether or not the military nowadays would be able to do the same kinds of thing that the gentleman who got on those transport boats and landed on Normandy and those beaches on D-Day. Could we do that same thing today? Do we have the same kind of heart and character-ed individuals in our military? I said yes, but I wanted to get your opinion.
I would say absolutely yes, from the standpoint of heart and ability of the individual soldiers and the units to do it. Now, we don't have a military of that size now by anything close to it. The military that we had during World War II was immense, all created basically after the war started. We started the war with a very small professional military, much smaller than we have now. But then we were able to using the citizen soldiers, move it out. But from a standpoint of the one-to-one, the kids that are fighting today, the young men and women we get to volunteer, are every bit the appropriate recipients of that greatest generation DNA. These kids have it. They showed it in the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. They've showed it since then in other places. They're good. And not just good in heart, but good in talent. Incredible young men and women today.
All right, let me take it a step further then. If we did have a draft, I know this is hypothetical, if we did have to cobble together an army the size or a military the size that we needed for World War II, would you be less confident with the people that we'd be getting considering the dynamic of the world that we live in now?
I would be. If you look at the statistics, there's been a lot of articles in the last couple of years that there's a smaller pool from which to recruit today because a ton of the young men and women that would be eligible by age are not fit enough to get in the military. One of the Whoopi Goldberg made a really caustic comment about President Trump because he got a deferment during Vietnam with bonus perks. Well, I got to tell you, even during World War II, we turn people away for things like that because if you have bone spurs, you can't really walk very well. Even during World War II, we turn people away for physical deferments. But today, there's a ton of them that are just unfit. They're not doing exercise. They're not doing the kind of things that just basic trainees need to be able to do. So if we went to a nationwide draft or as close as we've ever come to, it was during World War II, there's less kids that would actually be able to do it. Now, could those kids get in shape and then come in? Yeah, but, the military, despite what some people think, isn't a gigantic physical fitness spa. We gotta have a certain level of fitness before we can safely do the things we do. So while, kids who come in do get in better when they get there, you can't take somebody that's, you know, manifestly unfit physically
right.
and put them through that training. You'll kill them. So there is a problem there if we had to go to a nationwide draft. Fortunately, with the technology and stuff that we have, it's unlikely we'll have to do that. We could do it with smaller militaries, though I'd like to see it a little bigger than what we have now, just to give the kids who are in a little more of a break when we have to do operations.
Couldn't help but thinking about that kid in his mom's basement, you know, with Doritos all over his finger. All he does is play video games all day. That's the kid that's going to come to the Marine Corps barracks to try to get into shape. I just don't see it happening.
We do get some kids who come in and do that. They say, well, you know, I'm really good at Call of Duty. And they get done. It's really not like that in real life.
Do you foresee a day when you can run a military, literally you can win a war on a skeleton crew?
Lots of people predict things like that. They have for a long time. But as we found, even as technologically advanced as our military is, in the final analysis, it generally takes some folks on the ground who have to go into those dirty, hot, dangerous places to make sure that the job is done. Now, will we be able to do it with a few less? Potentially, yeah, because we get better equipment. You can do more with what you have, but remember, you can't be everywhere at once.
Right.
This goes back to President Obama's snarky comment to Mitt Romney about the number of ships. I understand our ships today are a lot better than what we had in World War II, but they still can't be everywhere in the world at once. So you do need a certain number to cover the massive operational area that the United States does. So while we may sometime in the future, have Starship Troopers and we can have less of them than we have in a conventional military today, it's not going to go down to just robots. It's not going to go down to, 10 or 12 guys who can fly anywhere in the world and solve any problem in an hour.
Right.
That's just not in the cards, I don't think, for at least our future. Maybe someday. But not now. Now we still need men and women willing to go to dangerous places and do hard things to protect the rest of us.
Steve Bucci, Heritage Foundation. So let me switch gears just for a couple minutes, talk about Trump and this whole Mexico bargain, this deal. I think a lot of folks on the left are hammering away at him, saying, hey, either the deal was already done or it's a mirage or it's fake. And what'd you make of this whole threatening of the tariffs and then coming away with some kind of a deal?
I'm not a big guy on tariffs in general. I'm also not big on just making threats for the sake of making threats. But, apparently President Trump has convinced these other countries that when he says, hey, I'm going to put a tariff on you if you don't do what I'm asking you to do, they listen. We don't know what this deal is with Mexico yet. President Trump said something late last night or early today that said, yeah, it's actually a bigger deal than what we've announced. Who knows what that means? But they seem to be ready to take more steps to help us with this immigration crisis than they have in the past. That's a wonderful thing. Did the tariffs push them to do that? I don't know, but the timing of it seems to indicate that. So we have to let this play out and see where it goes and what exactly this deal entails and hope that it does give us the boost we need to get control of the immigration crisis, because the crisis is real. And the Democrats now are going, he's interfering with our efforts to solve this problem. Well, they're not doing anything to solve the problem. So President Trump has to take action because Congress is just not, they're waving it off still.
Yeah.
And that's not appropriate right now.
Yeah, in fact, this is the worst it's ever been, pretty much, as far as illegals making their way to the border. I think they estimated now they're going to actually stop at least over a million by the time the calendar year is come and gone, which is a lot more than they expected. And that's not even counting the folks who do get through. So, I mean, it's got to be chaos now on the southern border.
It really is. And, I got to tell you, our Customs and Border Protection folks with Border Patrol and the other elements of CBP, they are some pretty tough, pretty hard-working folks. And for them to be sitting there saying, look, we are just overwhelmed. This is a crisis. Those people take this very seriously. you know, everybody's, well, they're a bunch of racists. Well, frankly, about 85% of them are have some Hispanic blood in them. You have to be able to speak fluent Spanish to join the Border Patrol. These are not the bad guys.
Right.
They're trying to protect this country.
By the way, the border agents are saving lives every day. Either they get there sick or dehydrated or undernourished. And I'm reading one border agent actually saved a mother and her son from a Texas bee attack. Kid was covered in bees, and somehow he was able to save the kid. So we want some kind of sanity at the border. That's all.
That's absolutely right. And those folks have been saving immigrant lives for a long time. That's not something they just started to do. They rescue as many people as they arrest on a pretty regular basis. And now with the numbers skyrocketing the way they are, it's getting even more so. So, yeah, trying to demonize the law enforcement assets that we have on the border is just completely wrong-headed, completely unfair and inaccurate, and shame on anybody who does that, but especially shame on the legislators that are trying to do that. They're either deliberately lying or don't want to see what the truth is, and that just needs to change.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. I gotta run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling, no strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, here we go. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here imminently, like maybe 13 minutes from right now. Set your watch, and he'll be rocking and rolling with you for the final 2 hours. Every Thursday night, I get the honor of sitting in this big chair for the USA Radio Network. Very cool, on stations all across the country, including Vegas and Dallas and Reno and New York and St. Louis and everywhere in between. So, you know, Donald Trump announced late last week he'd reached that border immigration agreement with Mexico. His threat of imposing tariffs on the country would be suspended. Now, almost immediately, what happened? All these different media outlets went on the attack, and even the presidential candidates went on the attack. But the 24/7 slash and burn tactics from these cable news networks, it's just non-stop. They always try to paint the president as a bully, a liar, a fool. Even the New York Times and the Washington Post have these ugly headlines having to do with this. Now, here's the deal. Like, if you're going to get a win out of this, however you get the win out of it, you get the win out of it. No matter what this president accomplishes, it's always met with enthusiastic cynicism. In times of great triumphs, a president, he gets the accolades. That's just the way it is. Just as in times of great hardship, the president has to get the blame. Now, that is the price for residency in the Oval Office. Now, often, right, often positive administration accomplishments are underreported by the media, spun, ignored, all of it. And once again, this is coming from somebody who is not and has not been waving the Trump pom-poms from the beginning. But under this president, we're at historic lows in unemployment. More Americans are working than ever before. Trump has engineered this historic tax cut. All that goes along with that. The economy is booming. ICE has been bombed back into the Stone Age. There are successes going on all over this country, yet they're being ignored. Now, keep in mind, again, keep in mind, I'm not lockstep with Trump when his vernacular, his technique, his foreign policy, sometimes it drives me nuts. Right? His tweeting can drive me nuts. But his plan to pressure the Mexican government made perfect sense. He artificially incentivized and obligated Mexico into fulfilling immigration promises that basically they had promised to do before. And now he forced them into a brilliant negotiating tactic, period.
Now, whether or not the deal was discussed in December, what's the difference? Right now, we need and we are getting Mexico's assistance in slowing down people from coming to this country. We needed to move the needle. We needed them to act. So we used our financial might to our advantage, finally. Right? We didn't bow to a country, a foreign country, just because. Mexico now is actually doing more to stop illegal immigration than any single member of Congress. Think about that. So even down the road, if Mexico reneges on the deal and pulls back, we can still shine a light on this. It's still a win. And this is a legitimate, logical, common sense move. Trump basically just pushed a whole bunch of poker chips into the middle of the table and Mexico folded. Now, again, whether they pick up the cards again and screw us down the road, that remains to be seen. But, you know, the southern border has turned into exercise in chaos. U.S. Customs Border Patrol, they revealed that they had topped 144,000 apprehensions last month. Over 676,000 already this year. Over 1 million is the projected mark. That's more than ever before. These numbers obviously unsustainable, even for the greatest nation on earth. That's 3,000 immigrants trying to cross the border every single day. 3,000. And, of course, they exploit the asylum system, right? They exploit it. And these countries where they're coming from, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, these are the countries in the Northern Triangle in Central America, and these are the ones that are in chaos. It's not economically sound for Mexico to want to help these people. That's why they let them come through the country. They actually assist them coming to the country because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to pay for it. But by law, they're supposed to stop if they're seeking for asylum in the first country they reach, period. Period. So, listen, Trump's latest deal with Mexico, probably a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. We're still hemorrhaging illegals at our southern border. We're letting people in at record-breaking numbers, and it's unsustainable. But at least this president used an outside-the-box thought and creativity to try to solve a problem in Washington like that all other lawmakers always seem to ignore. So, anyway, we're running out of time. I would like to just congratulate. I'm not necessarily a big hockey guy, but, man, I'm from Connecticut, and everywhere you turn today, people had sad faces. They had sad faces because the St. Louis Blues. The St. Louis Blues traveled to Boston. They traveled to Boston. Is it still the Garden? It's the Garden, right? It's a new Garden. They traveled to Boston, played in the Garden, and St. Louis whooped up on the Boston Bruins. And everybody here is bummed out. So congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. I guess this is Chris says this is the song they used to play when they scored a goal. I don't think I've ever watched an entire hockey match. I tried to watch a little bit last night, but as soon as I sat down, it was 4-0. I said, well, that's good. All right. Well, listen, I thank you all for listening. It's wonderful sitting in this big seat on a Thursday night. Wayne Allen. You've heard of him? Wayne Allen Root? Have you heard of him? I think he's number 63, right? 63 on the... I'm sorry, 62. I apologize, Chris. Thank you. 62. Whoa. What have I... Sorry, Wayne. Whoa. Hey. 62 on the mighty list of the top 100 radio broadcasters in the country. Congratulations to Wayne on that. I got to run. He's up next. You guys have a great night. Next Thursday, I'll be here. Until then, I'll see you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.